Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Confidence is key. Thank you, and welcome to the program, Supergirls Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And today, our topic is, let's have confidence, Supergirl. So how are you, Callie?
I'm awesome. How are you, Rinsley?
I'm good. How about you? Wait,
oh, I'm
you
awesome.
Just said you're awesome.
Well, I'm
yeah,
still
we're
awesome.
Both just awesome.
I'm still awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually now, like, since you said, ask me how I was, now I'm like fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
So,
yeah.
You know, just change.
I like
all
to
the
add
time.
A lot of syllables to words. Yeah. Fantabulous.
Cantabulous?
Just don't even go there. Don't question. Anyways.
Okay, so let's start with our power words.
This week, the power word that I chose for you is confident, which actually goes with our topic.
Perfect with our topic.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can be confident just by having good posture, because that's always a great sign of confidence. Just holding yourself in a good manner, I guess, and just always have a smile on your face, and just try to act like you know what you're doing. So, the word I chose for you this week is beautiful. How can you be beautiful this week, inside and out?
I think I can be beautiful this week. See, I add syllables to words.
And letters.
Yeah. I just change words. You probably don't even speak. If you speak Cali, you understand what I'm saying.
I speak Cali, fortunately.
You speak Cali. I think I can be beautiful this week by just kind of like shaping around who I am to other people. And, you know, because I try my best actually to be as kind to people as I can, because there's like girls that are like really, really rude to me and I don't even know why. But somehow, like, I don't know why, like, sometimes I want to say, like, because the other day.
Sometimes girl, you want to just tell them off.
Yeah,
back.
I know.
Like, you know what?
You know what?
You're
I don't like
giraffe.
You.
So, okay, yeah, that goes along with my story, that if you've listened to our shows, you know exactly what I mean.
We know that Rinsley story.
But you know that story.
Because, like, she's always says, like, really mean things to her, and I've barely talked to her in my life, but she says all these mean things. And like one time she said, "Oh, my phone died and I need to call my parents. I don't know if they're going to be here." I'm like, "You can use my phone." She's like, "Why are you saying that?" I'm like, "Because you can." And now she's still mean to me.
Uh-huh.
But I try the hardest to be nice
that's
to people.
Really awesome.
So I think that's
the way
I could
have done that. Like, if someone had treated me that way,
to say,
I probably wouldn't
too bad.
Have offered my phone. I would have just been like, yeah, you can't use my phone.
On the inside, I want to be so sweet. Well, that's too bad for you.
I know, seriously.
I know.
But you're so awesome. Like, that's really awesome that you do that.
I really
think it takes a big person to do that. So the word I chose for myself this week is polite. And I can be polite by using the right fork. And I don't even know what, like,
I don't know the right fork.
You know what? I can just be polite by saying please and thank you, and try not to butt into people's conversations. Try not to be nosy. I can be nosy sometimes. It's really bad. And just use my manners.
It's okay. I'm nosy too. Like,
it's a magic word.
People at school will be like talking. I'll be like,
what are we talking about? And they probably get so tired of me. They're like,
I always do that. They're just like, leave. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I can't help.
And when I like hear my name in a conversation, they'll be like, so Callie the other day, I'm like,
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff happens. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah. Anyways, the power word I chose for myself this week is passionate. And I think I can be passionate by, you know, I'm really fortunate to be doing all the things I love. Like, I get to do singing competitions. I get to be in musicals and all this stuff. Even at, like, school, like, I'm in student council and I like to do that. And, you know, I think I should just be, like, more, like, I don't know, like, show that I care about it. I don't know. That's what that means.
That's really awesome.
To me.
Yeah, that's a really awesome definition.
Anyways.
So, let's start with our questions. So, Callie, what is confidence?
I think confidence is when you're not afraid to be yourself in a world where everyone is wanting you to be someone else.
That's a really, really good
answer. What about you, Rinsley?
Confidence to me is, just like I said before, act like you know what you're doing, have good posture, you know, smile and wave. That's
smile
what confidence is.
Smile and wave. Smile and wave.
Yeah, you know, confidence can mean a lot of things too. True confidence is where you feel good about yourself, like inside, you know, like you know that you're a good person. And you know how awesome you are and stuff like that.
You know how awesome you are.
So I think it's really important to have inner confidence. But even if you don't have inner confidence, it's just good to act like you do.
Yeah.
Not saying to be fake. I'm just saying, you know, like.
People take you more seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You look a little more professional. You look like, you know.
Yeah.
People will hold you to a higher standard.
So again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation.
I always like, have you noticed how like whenever I say like Rinsley, I'm like, I'm Rinsley.
And it's adorable.
I know, but it's weird. It's
like, Rinsley.
I'm Rinsley.
I'm Callie. I'm going to do that for now. Okay. So a question that I have is, why is confidence sometimes mistaken for being self-absorbed?
Well, I think there's a very fine line between self-absorbed and confidence, because confidence is feeling good about yourself and just and having that just air about you that you just know what you're doing. You you have that, like when people see you, they just know that you're, it's hard to explain, but
yeah,
they just
know
that you know who you are and what you're doing. But self-absorbed comes with, confident people can be self-absorbed, and really being self-absorbed is really just, it's more like, oh, I'm so great, just look at me. I know you want to stare at me all day because I'm just so
perfect.
Amazing.
And well, that's true, Rinsley.
That's self-absorbed. You know, and so I think that if you don't want to be self-absorbed, then like I think voicing your confidence is like, that's how you could sound self-absorbed, is when you're just like, I know that boy loves me, I can just tell. Or not even just that, just like, everybody loves me, so duh, like, he definitely
taking
loves
a flower
me.
he loves me.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that that you overly confident is, yeah, it's just feeling a little too good about yourself and thinking that you're better than everyone else. Really, that's it. That's just what it is. It's being better than everyone else. What do you think?
I kind of agree with that. It's like self-absorbed is like thinking, oh, I'm better than you. But like being self-confident is knowing that other people are at this, like knowing you're equal to other people and knowing that you're a good person and trying your best to be a good person.
Definitely, yes. Totally.
So
agree.
Another question that I have is, what does the quote, thoughts become things, mean to you?
Oh, I honestly think that that's like an amazing quote. I really... because it's true. You know what? Like, I remember when I was younger, I had, like, some confidence issues. You know, I was really shy. Well, I wouldn't say shy. I was
really
actually
still
crazy. I was still crazy. But with everything that had happened in my life, you know, with my dad and everything else, just, like, things that just went wrong caused me to not feel very good about myself. So I went to this counselor one time, and they told me to just say 5 good things about myself in the mirror every single day. And I did. And I gained so much confidence. And that just, it made me feel better about myself. And so, and I would just say, I'm awesome. I'm fun, you know, like that sort of stuff. And that's not self-absorbed. That's just trying to make yourself, you know, think better about yourself and stuff. And it works. It really does work. And like, if you say you're fat, you're gonna get fat. That's just it. Well, not if you say it once, but like if you say it a bunch of times, like continuously, then you probably will get fat.
I think it means, I think it's like if you think, oh, I'm gonna ace this math test, then you're gonna think that
you will.
Oh, I wanna do this so badly, so you're gonna try your hardest.
Yeah, it's like the secret. And my mom loves that so much. It's really, it's really awesome.
It's always like the best thing for me to do when I'm like talking to, like, when I have to do something important, I always say, oh, I'm gonna do a really good job at this. And even if I'm, you know, even if I'm not so confident, then it gives me like the strength to try my hardest.
Definitely.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. That is so true. Okay, we'll be right back. Bye.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome to the program again. Supergirl's Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And today we're going to continue our conversation on Be Confident Supergirl. Yeah. So, today we have our very lovely guest, Angie. And
I'm Angie.
Yes, and she's Angie. And so, Angie, you have such an amazing bio. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Oh, well, thank you very much. actually, you know, I started acting when I was probably right out of the womb. I performed when I was younger. I loved the stage. I loved performing. And then I did a lot of any performances I can do with plays or anything in high school. And then, you know, I went on to just pursue my acting career. I just absolutely wanted to perform. And I just really loved every aspect of it. I loved the accolades. I loved when people said I did a great job, and that was that was really exciting for me. And I love playing different roles.
Yeah.
And then, I got involved with a fiance that I probably shouldn't have. And you know, I was doing what I needed to do to pay the bills, which was to make money, and that was waiting tables. And I started to get serious with this man, and he said, "Well, when are you going to get a real job?" And it was crushing. So basically, I decided to get into restaurant management and hotel management, and I gave up my career in acting. Mm. I know. Then I gave him up after
Go
I
Angie.
Realized that was a mistake. So, but that's
girl.
What being engaged is all about. You realize, okay, is this where we're supposed to go?
Mm-hmm.
So then I got back into my acting, and I had the best time. I just,
that's awesome.
I did stage and commercials and voiceover and stand-up comedy, and that was very difficult, but that was a lot of fun. So, you know, and then, you know, I've just been doing commercials and some film the last couple of years, and I just love it.
That's so awesome.
That's so cool.
So in your bio, it mentions that you worked with Will Ferrell. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because I'm sure all our viewers are just so curious.
Yes, Will Ferrell was amazing. We did a movie together called Everything Must Go, and it was actually shot here in Arizona. And we had a scene together, just him and
so
I. And
cool.
I actually had more words than he did. I know.
That's awesome.
No,
I know.
He was
so cool.
He was really, really cool. He was very, very nice to me. And we did a rehearsal, and I played the building supervisor. So it's actually at the end of the movie. It was a very pivotal moment because it's kind of a depressing movie in a way. It's not his typical comedy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the movie, I bring him into his new home and his new life after this, you know, horrible tragedy he's had throughout his whole movie. And then, so I'm the building supervisor, but it got cut from the movie.
Are you serious? Oh.
However, I am in the DVDs, and you can see me in the deleted scenes.
That is awesome. So frustrating.
And I still get paid.
That's, so
that's
awesome.
All I care about.
It's all that matters. That's really all that matters.
But that's so cool that you got to meet him and get, like, the whole experience.
Yeah, and when we went to rehearsal together, I had no makeup on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be Will Ferrell with no makeup on. But he was so nice. He said he didn't have makeup on either, so he apologized. And then we both had makeup, you know, where we were sitting in our makeup chair together. Not in the same chair, obviously.
Obviously.
Separate, yeah. And then after a while, we just worked on our scene together, and he was just so cool. We didn't talk about the business at all. We talked about family and life, and then we had our little director's chair right next to each other. We're sitting there, and at one point I said, you know, I'd love a picture with you. Do you mind? And he said, oh, thank you for asking, because I was trying to get up the nerve to ask you for a picture. And I'm like,
that is so cool.
Now, whether he meant it or not, I don't know. But
still, that's great.
Still the fact that he said it.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, of course you can have a picture of me.
Like, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was that was probably the most pivotal part of my career.
Just
yeah.
Amazing.
That's so cool.
Wow. So Can you tell us a little bit about Actors Den and how does taking acting classes help with your self-confidence?
Well, Actors Den is actually what I created. It's my acting kind of confidence building class. It's a place where people can come. It's a den. It's like, you know, their home, kind of home away from home.
Yeah.
And I started it, gosh, back in the 90s and when I was in San Diego. And I, you know, people were just asking me to, you know, start teaching. And so I did. And then I came out to Phoenix and people were still in demand and they were wanting me to, you know, teach them. And so I created Actors Den, you know, like I said, back in San Diego. And I love it. I love being a part of people's progression and so awesome. Not just actors, you know, I also recommend it for people that are just wanting to build confidence and be able to, you know, so many people need to perform, you know, and need, whether so it be in true. School or anything. So,
yeah. That's and so I cool. have taken a few classes.
Yes, you
and
have.
And I absolutely love it. And I would recommend it to absolutely anybody out there, whether you're 5 or 80.
Oh,
it's amazing. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, who was your teacher?
My teacher, oh, Angie was my teacher, and she was the best teacher ever, and it was so much fun, and she had me do a few auditions, like, over the camera,
mm-hmm.
and it was so cool, because I did one for, like, NBC and Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
It was so neat, and what a wonderful awesome. Experience.
And Disney, too.
And Disney.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it's so, cool. so great to see you grow, too. You were so amazing.
No, yeah,
so.
I definitely grew a lot through Angie and Actors Den.
Well, thank
so
you.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry. You go ahead, Callie.
Again, you're listening questions. To Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue with our conversation. So I have a few questions.
Yes, go, Callie.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
So this one is, I don't know, it's kind of like a broad question, but why do you like to act so much?
You know, that's a really good question. I think, you know, I always, like I said, when I was younger, I always loved the limelight. I always liked attention. I love to make people smile or have a reaction. I love to get a reaction out of people. And sometimes in a weird way, I like to see them cry.
see people cry?
But it's in a good way. It's, you know,
like a happy cry.
A happy
not
cry.
Like a, I'm going to hurt you kind of cry.
Yeah. That's it for a different movie. No, but I mean, acting is... It wasn't easy in the beginning. I was always so nervous and insecure, you know, talking about confidence. All these words you are all using are amazing to build that self-confidence. And mm-hmm. when I was younger, I didn't have it, you know. And so I was scared and I was nervous. And I wanted people to like me. That was the biggest thing. So mm-hmm. I think through that, I just really wanted to show people that I can do it. So it's not easy, but you know, once you start to realize, you know, it's not necessarily about being anybody else. It's about being me and trusting me. And that's where people started to like me more.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just think that's really awesome.
That was the best.
Yeah. I think that, I think that you have changed so many people's lives and just influenced them.
Oh, you're so sweet.
For the better, just making their confidence. And also, just being in the entertainment business, I'm sure like millions of people have seen you on TV. Just
oh, millions. You're so cute.
Well, not millions, but a lot of people. And I remember one time I was at my skating rink, and they always have the TVs on, you know. So I was putting my skates on. I'd look up at the TV, and I see you. And I was like, oh, I know her!
Oh,
and I was so excited. I was like, it's Angie! It was so crazy.
That's like... such a coincidence. That's so cool that people be.
Yeah, I think it was like one of the casino commercials, right? It was the
I was
casino
winning
Arizona
the
one.
Jackpot. I was
and you're
a jackpot
like, her
winner.
Her face is like a lit up. She's like, yes.
In slow motion. You could see the pores on my nose. It was so close, but it was fun. That was a
it
lot
was
of fun.
So cool to see. It was really neat.
So we always talk about what our power words are and what power word we're going to be trying to focus on this week. So what is your power word?
You guys took all mine. No, I'm kidding.
you can use the same ones.
Though. You know, to go along with confidence, you know, I would say sincerity. You know, being sincere, I think, is a huge part of confidence. You know, like you said, you don't want to become self-absorbed. But, you know, if you come across as sincere in everything you do, and you really actually listen to people and care about them and care what they say, then you become a really good listener, too.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That really is true.
Yeah.
You work on that.
Oh, I've only been with you for like 8 minutes, but I already love you.
I love you too, Cal.
So, how are you a Supergirl?
Well, I didn't realize that until today. I was a Supergirl, but thank you for,
you are
I mean, this
Supergirl.
Is awesome. This is awesome.
You are a Supergirl.
No, I mean, I've always felt I have this passion, and that was one of your words, you know, Callie, and it's like this passion to really bring out the best in people. And when people succeed, I succeed, you know, and sometimes people will have failures, and that's part of succeeding as well.
So true.
So,
yeah. Like, I remember when I was skating, I'm like talking a lot about skating today, but I think when I was skating, my friend, she had this binder that says fall down 7, stand up 8. And I thought that was so cool because it's so true. You just keep trying, like just with skating, you try that axel 7 times and you fall, and then the 8th time you land, and it's just like the best feeling ever when you finally get that, you know, that just little, like you just did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyways, so thank you so much for your time. You're an awesome guest.
Thank you.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Typical Guide the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book. Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. On Voice America Kids, we're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, Supergirl's Guide, the radio show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation on let's have confidence, Supergirl. So in the spirit of Christmas, we wanted to tell you about Faith's House Animal Rescue. They are raising money by wrapping gifts at the Walmart on 75th Avenue, and Peoria. If you want to help, contact Faith's House Animal Rescue. So
that would be such a cool thing.
I think it's so cool. Like, because I personally, I really just love animals. So I think it's really cool.
They're so cute and little.
Yeah, they're just, I love like little tiny animals that you can just hold.
Like my cat.
Cradle. And
my cat's gotten bigger.
Think about it. Oh my gosh, you're so right. It has. I remember when she came in to the studio.
One show
a while ago. And she had this cat. It was so small. And it was the most precious thing I've ever seen.
She is like
so cute.
She used to be like, what? Like
the size of a cell phone.
7 inches. And now she's gotten a lot bigger.
And she's so cute.
But she's still adorable and she's still cute.
And let's take a minute to be like one of those animal rescue commercials that just make you feel so bad because you haven't donated. Think about all the animals.
Think about them
all. The ones that don't have a home. You could be their second chance. Okay, that was very good. Thank you, Rinsley.
I want one now. So yeah, go help them. Buy some gifts and get them wrapped.
See, it works.
Maybe you can buy like a little doggy collar if you have a dog or something.
Yeah, you know.
And then they can wrap that and then they'll be like, oh, it's kind of like our shelter. You should get another dog, you know.
You know.
Yeah, you should just go.
I wonder
just go.
And they, I don't know, but it'd be cool if they had like pets there. I don't know if they do, so don't take my word for it, please.
Don't quote me.
Please don't.
Anyways,
so
this segment. Yeah. Okay.
This
so
is our workbook.
This segment is questions from the workbook, and the workbook is called The Severs and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect, and you can purchase The Severs and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect at www.seversandsisters.org. Bam.
Ba-bam.
Right. And the first question is, what do you do to feel special or fit in at school?
I don't fit in at school. Let's just say that. I'm way too crazy to ever fit in at school.
It's okay. I'm
but I still have friends.
I have some friends.
You know. To feel special, I think just my music, being able to write songs, play the guitar and sing has been something that just makes me feel special. And I'll never fit in at school. I never will. But that's okay.
That's okay.
I don't care about that. So just, just feeling special is what really matters.
Yeah. You know, at my school, like, last year and at my new school, you know, there's always been, like, groups of people. Uh-huh. And I have, like, different friends from each group. So, like, I go up and talk to one friend and then they get pulled away by the group. And then I'll talk to another friend and they get pulled away by the group. So it's a little weird because, like, I don't fit into, like, one exact group. I just had like a bunch of separate friends.
And that's awesome.
But you know, that's like, how it was in seventh grade. Cause it was kind of, it's kind of hard sometimes. Cause like you have no one to sit with, like, cause at lunch, right after lunch, we have recess outside.
Pick a group.
And like, yeah.
Wait,
and
you guys are, like, you guys still have recess?
It's like recess, but like we just sit under a Ramada.
That's so funny.
But like I get pushed out by a lot of people from the groups that like dislike me.
I would just be like, you know what? These are my friends too, so stop.
But you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to fit into a certain group. And that's so cool that like at your school, like people accept your songwriting and singing and stuff.
Well, I don't really talk about it much.
Well, yeah.
Well, sometimes I'll talk about it, I guess. But
cause, like,
not too much, because then, you know, people will be like, Rinsley thinks she's all that, and I really don't.
Well, I don't, like, talk about it. Well, my friends, like, my close friends and I, like,
they know.
They care.
Yeah,
and, they care. And, like, they ask me, hey, have you written anything? Or, hey, are you doing a performance I could come see, like, anytime soon?
Yeah.
Like, they care about it, but, like, in, like, free period, I like to write lyrics, like, that pop up into my head, and then I can go home and write them on the guitar. But, you know, like, random people will be like, what are you doing? Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, nothing, just writing. They're like, oh, are you writing a song? Oh, how stupid. I'm like, I'm sorry.
And then they that is so mean. You know, I wish that I went to school with you and I'd just be like, people back, I would probably back resort to hurting some people.
Don't hurt anyone.
I probably would, because of how terrible they treat you. It makes me so mad. I wouldn't hurt
Do
them.
Do not but hurt people, people.
I wouldn't hurt people, but I would be mad and I would tell them to leave Callie alone.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of my friends have
like, you're like my little sister best friend. I could not let anybody hurt you. Ever.
But, you know, they just kind of, it's kind of hard to feel special with that kind of thing at my school because, like, people make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. But anyways, so let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to...
We're not, like, taking we're a not break taking or anything.
Just kidding.
Let's remind you
we're not taking
that
a break.
We are
we're not. So
Supergirl's
Guide
the Radio Show.
Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. I'm Callie.
Hi, Rinsley.
And we are not taking a break. So
not
anyways,
yet. Five minutes. We'll take a break in five
minutes. We'll take a break or something. I don't know. Whatever.
You know, we're just
unless you
want to
stay, we can just like
talk to you.
If you just want to leave, I guess you can go.
Well, then we might get yelled at. And then we'll get stuff thrown at us.
Yeah, we might. No. We don't get thrown at. Okay.
We don't. We're not abused. I promise.
No, we don't get thrown at. We're normal.
We're normal.
Anyways, I just kind of feel special because I have a bunch of different kind of friends.
Yeah, so. You know. Yeah, that's.
Anyways, like, that finishes up that like
that
drawn
crazy
out question.
Whatever we just did.
Anyways, another question from the workbook is: have there ever been times when you've put yourself down?
Well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So there's this thing that my mom. Like, she likes this book. It's called, like, Numbers or something like that.
It's called
Everybody
Numbers.
Has a Number. And I'm a number one because I'm just that great.
Because you're just number one. Because no, I'm just number
I know,
one.
Right? It's like, so number one, it kind of means that you're, like, a leader. It's a leader kind of thing. And so you like being the center of attention and you just like, you know, that sort of thing. But you also have an inner bully that is, like, mean. So... like, I talk down to myself all the time. I'll be like, Rinsley, you're stupid. Why don't you just never talk again? But then I realized if I didn't talk again, then I couldn't sing again.
You didn't talk. It's like hard for Rinsley not to talk
and
for more than
on,
a few
when,
seconds.
Okay, seriously. Like, I'll,
do
okay,
you stop talking?
I'll get in trouble. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm gonna pay back my mom by just not talking for the rest of the day.
Good luck
like,
with that.
2 minutes later, I'm like, so mom, what's for dinner? I just can't. I try so hard.
I'm not going to talk to you. Like, I've done that with my mom. We'll be fighting. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not going to talk to you. My mom's like, good luck with that.
No, seriously. That's exactly. I try. I'll tell myself, I'll say, you know what? I'm not going to talk for the rest of my life. And everybody will feel so bad at because they treated me terrible. And that's why I don't talk anymore. Yeah. No, it doesn't work.
You
never
don't
will.
Stop talking.
It doesn't. And
it's
it never
okay,
will.
Though.
And it's, yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, the times I put myself down are when other people do it. Because, like, when other people say it, it's not just yourself saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of start to believe that it's true. But then, you know, I just kind of start to think, oh, well, they're saying it probably because they might feel down about themselves. Or, you know, maybe they're just not having a good day. Or maybe I did something to upset them. I should think about that.
I doubt it.
No, because sometimes I say mean things to people. And then I feel really bad. And I start crying if they're mad at me. So then they're like, oh, okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Because I start crying.
Aww,
but anyways,
Callie,
but cry. But yeah, I put myself down when other people do. But I have good friends that'll tell me, hey, that's not true, you know. And I've stood up to sometimes right away when someone says something mean. I don't know. That's how they sound. That's how they sound when they say something mean to me. They'll be like,
doesn't even get to her. Look at that. Would you look at that? Doesn't even get to her at all.
It sounds like a yawn. But anyways, like a yawn. I
or
can't
like,
ride
hey,
away.
Buddy, hope you find your dad.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. So when you yawn, instead of going, you just open your mouth and you talk like the narwhal from Elf and you say, yeah. Hi, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
I know. That's like the best thing ever.
Seriously.
Okay. Anyways, that just made my day. Thank you, Rensley.
You're welcome, Kelly.
Dad. Okay. Anyways, but it's when other people do it. And I just got to think to myself that, hey, that's not true. And I have friends that'll help me stick up for myself or stick up for me if I'm like feeling really sad. But
that's awesome.
Most of the time I stick up for myself.
That's good. You should stick up for yourself.
Yeah. But anyways, let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rensley.
And you are listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. This time it really is a break. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. We'll be right back. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And today we're talking about confidence.
Let's be confident.
Supergirl. So, these are questions from girls in the community. And so, Callie, how often do you cut your hair?
What person would ask this? No, I'm just kidding.
My friend, he didn't know when to cut her hair.
I ask random questions, too. I do not, say, ooh, I have to get my hair cut, every, month.
Every 2 days. Every 2 months.
Every, 3 months. I don't do it, on a certain day whenever I get, split ends. Which, by the way, right now, I need to get my hair cut really badly. But, I don't know. I just do it whenever I get, yucky split ends.
Yeah.
Which right now I have, so.
Yeah, I just got my hair cut, last week. And, so I'm good for now.
And, oh my gosh, my hair salon is the best place ever. I just started going there, and I love my hairdresser.
Okay, well,
and it has, they have iPads, and you can play with them while you're waiting for your mom to come pick you up, which usually takes, 20 minutes, in my case.
So you're going to have to get me a card afterwards.
I will.
So, a question that I have is, what are the, quote, cliques at your school?
Okay. Private school. doesn't really have cliques. It's pretty much 20 kids in the class. We're all friends. It's great, you know? And the ages are like 12 to 17. But my public school in junior high, when before I went to private school, we pretty much had names too. It was kind of like your ideal school. You have the populars, the weirdos, the nerds, the loners, the kids that just roam around by themselves. They don't really have any friends.
I do that, which is kind of sad.
Well, you have friends. Well, yeah, and then that's okay though. Being a loner is fine.
I'm like, I do that because I don't.
But you have friends, so you don't. Sure, you're not necessarily a loner, but yeah. People who don't have friends are they're loners. And then there's the kids that sit in the library, and then there's the drama geeks and the band geeks and the da da. There's numberless names for different cliques and stuff.
Like my school, like. I guess we like kind of like, it's like we're soup. Let me call us soup because that sounds soup. Really good right now. there could be like the carrots, and there could be like the mashed potatoes.
The potatoes.
The potatoes. They could be like the cabbage, like a bunch of different things. But like we all get like mixed up and like a bunch of us are friends like me. I have other friends with people, but like I don't fit into like a certain group.
And
like,
then there's the type of the people. Who mix everybody together, who bring the people together, and that's the broth.
We're going to call them the broth. I'm a broth person.
You're a broth.
I'm broth. Okay. But anyways, thank you for making that awesome reference, Winsley. Okay.
You're welcome.
You know, like, I think the people at my school, they're like, I don't even think they have, like, names, because, like, they're, like, three girl athletes that always hang out with each other. Then there are like bunch of the athletes. Popular girls that just
and then the cute boys.
So pretty and perfect and they all hang out with each other.
And then they hang out with the cute boys.
Yeah. Well, isn't how it is in my school. It's really weird. And then there's basketball players and then there's the football players and there's these guys that decide to come over and try to flirt with the pretty girls. And then they don't even play sports because they're too big of flirts. And then there's just like random people that decide to walk around. Then there's my weird friends, which I love. Thank you for being weird friends, because we just like sit at a table and just start laughing and like
pretending you're birds.
We've done that before. No, I'm not kidding. Me and one of my best friends, we scare people. We go around and we like put our little wings out. We're like and we scare people. And I'm like, why am I not? Then we're like, why are we not in a friend group? And then we're like,
that's why.
But yeah, that happens. Yeah,
so funny.
We do that a lot. But those are like the cliques in my school.
You have a weird school. I have a normal school.
I do not have a normal school. Thank you. But anyways, another question.
What's your favorite item of clothing? Like jacket, dress?
I like cardigans hairband. A lot. And I am so sad right now because there's a rip in my favorite cardigan. And... Ooh. But anyways, I think like I like cardigans like a lot. Like I own like a lot of cardigans and I love them all.
That's
awesome. What about you?
Shoes. Shoes are good. I love shoes. I just got my first pair of stilettos and they're gorgeous and I love them and I just would kiss them all day, but they're shoes, so I can't kiss them. And I can walk in them, surprisingly.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. I love them so much.
Anyways, you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue with our conversation. So another question that I have is, what is the power word that best fits you and why?
Well, determined, because I'm determined to be amazing, and I'm determined to sing for a living and act for a living. Those are my goals. That's why I'm determined.
Those are my goals. But I think the one that best fits me is Fearless, not just because it's a Taylor Swift album name, but because, you know, I think being fearless is not like just always, I can do everything. I can. It's not like that. It's because I'm afraid of doing a lot of things, but I think I'm like fearless, not because I'm like fearless, but because like I can do them even though I'm scared of them, and I can just try new things. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. That would be my power word. And why.
That's really good. So what are you most grateful for?
I am grateful for my family, me. See, there's family another me. Syllable adding thing. Because they've always been there. Like, friends always leave me. friends, like, for some reason. Just, I've had so many friends that have just left me, and I don't know why. But, you know, I always have my mom and the rest of my family to count on, that I'll always be there to listen. And I'm grateful for my Brinsley.
I'm grateful for my Callie. Like,
I'm grateful. You're the best Brinsley there is.
You're the best Callie I know. Oh, I'm the only Brinsley that anybody will ever know, but you're the best Callie I know.
Oh, yay. You're the only Brinsley I know, but that's okay, because you're still the best.
I'm pretty sure there's no other Brinsley.
There might be.
Well, actually, I looked up my name on Facebook, and the only other person named Brinsley was this Indian guy. So...
it's all right.
Apparently, I'm from India.
So yeah, that's cool. You have a unique, personal, like, awesome name.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy, because I go to the store. People are like, "What's your name?" Rinsley.
That's a name?
Rinsley? No. They're like, "Lindsley." No, it's Rinsley. No. Winsley? No. Kinsley?
No.
No, it's Rinsley. Rinsley.
Like at in school when people are taking attendance, like when subs are there, they'll be like,
Kelly?
And then they'll say the person's name before me, and then they'll be like, Kalyan Jung.
What?
That Kalyan sounded nothing Jung. Like what my name is. Like, how? And then I'll be like, it's Callie.
Yeah.
Callie? Callie. Kaylee.
Yeah, I bet Callie. You get Kaylee a lot. Or Kel. Or
I've gotten Kelly. Carly. But no, there's like a,
not really.
There's probably like, I don't know. There's just a bunch of names. I'm like, nope.
You could have lots of names.
Callie.
But
Callie.
It's
Callie.
Callie.
But it's hard sometimes, but yeah. It's all right. I like my unique name. But I am grateful for the friends that have stuck by me. And I am also grateful for music, because it's what I love to do. And it just always makes me so happy. And like, there's always a song that'll always fit my mood.
That's so awesome.
What about you?
I'm grateful for music. I'm grateful for my mommy. I'm grateful for my tortoises, because I'll go outside and they'll be like, "Hey, look, it's a tortoise." And like sometimes, like in the winter, especially because they hibernate and they like hide in different spots. So it's kind of fun to like go looking for them.
Tortoise,
like, where did my tortoise go today? You know,
it's like my cat. My cat. I have this Barbie doll house, but I keep my books in it now because I have a lot of books. And my cat sleeps in there. My cat sleeps in my sock drawer. My cat sleeps in old birthday bags. My cat sleeps in shoe boxes. I no.
Not
she doesn't
in
sleep
bed?
In beds. She sleeps in the weirdest places you can think of.
That is so funny.
But anyways, oh my gosh. So my promise card this week is, I promise to be the best friend that I can be this week.
And I promise to keep a good attitude and keep having fun, even when I'm doing 3 performances a day.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's today. Woo, yeah. Grinsley.
Woo. Yep, I have one tomorrow. Not performance, but like rehearsals.
Rehearsals.
So anyways, thank you, listeners, for listening. So you've been listening to Super Cool Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And this show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month. We'll see you as soon as possible.
Bye!
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week!
Hi, I'm Lily Marie from Brooklyn, and this is our KidStar album of the month. Our featured song is Get Close to You by Jolene with Chris James.
I'm missing you, girl. No one can love me though.
can love me the way that you do. You're my angel. 'Cause I know that you wanna get close to. Christmas time and I'm missing you.
Well, are you gonna help me put the balls on the Christmas tree, Chris?
It'd be so good to just be around you during this time of the year.
What do you mean, just this time of the year?
You know, I think about you all the time because you truly are my angel.
And so are you, Chris.
Sweet baby,
baby, you together. Oh my baby, pretty baby,
pretty baby.
I wanna get close to you, baby. 'Cause no one can love me the way that you do.
The Kids Star Album of the Month. That was Get Close to You by Jolene with Chris James. For more information, go to kidstar.org.